I would now very much like to fulfill the order of Badar Prabhu to me. I want to tell you a very nice Krishna Leela, which is, I feel, very important for our spiritual life. I have a nice quotation from Srila Prabhupada, which I would like to just find for you. I think you will never be able to forget this Krishna Leela. Yes, Padma Prabhu? No. I mean, with only 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes time. Prabhupada has often said, if there is a price for Krishna consciousness which you have to pay, it is one specific thing. Who knows the price? Lodhyam. Intense eagerness. Yes, akuti. Purchase immediately, Prabhupada says. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. Where is it available? It is a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. And what is the price? Simply your eagerness. That is a price. And Srila Prabhupada tells in this connection a story about one person whom, as we found out later, is called Govardhan. Govardhan was born in the family of a big thief. His father would steal during the day and he would steal during the night. One day, his father called him and said, I have one instruction for you. Never ever go to a place where there is talk about Krishna, Hari Katha. Govardhan said, why, father, why shouldn't I go to such a place? And the chief of the thief answered, don't ask such silly questions. Am I your father or not? No discussion. Govardhan said, now, as he grew up, he came one night, he was robbing in the forest, and he saw there was some light. So he thought, let me go there. And what did he see? He saw a professional reciter of the Bhagavatam talking about the Bhagavatam. As Govardhan came here, he remembered the very clear instruction of his father and immediately closed both of his ears. But as you maybe know, Krishna has his own way to find a path into our lives. Krishna arranged that a thorn was there, and Govardhan stepped on the thorn. And for one moment, his hands went down and he went like, and in this moment he heard one sentence, and only one sentence. The sentence was, demigods do not throw any shadow. So when it was safe, Govardhan took his hands down and said, thought of where can I thief now something, steal something? And he came to a village. There was moonshine. He was just about to enter through the window into the house of a farmer, when all of a sudden he found himself surrounded by 10 men. And these 10 men were criminals. So Carol is advising criminals in moral issues. These, you can feel the vibration of criminals, and if you don't know them, you can ask Carol. She will be able to tell you what is the vibration of criminals. So he felt these men were closing in on him, and they said, come follow us. Govardhan looked around. Now I'm in thick waters. So he followed the people, and they brought him to a place in the forest. And as soon as Govardhan entered this place, he saw it was a place for human sacrifices. There was a stench of cold blood. Govardhan said, no, how do I get out of this? But the people were just around him, and they were looking at him, don't try to escape. So Govardhan looked, and there was a deity of Kali on the altar. And as the moon fell on the deity of Kali, he saw there was a shadow. Oh, demigods don't throw any shadow. This is what I heard. Maybe there is still a chance for me. And as he was thinking, his intelligence awoke. He was so stultified by fear that he did not think earlier. But now he began to think with a hope. Demigods don't throw shadow. It can't be so bad. This is not. And then he had the idea. He said, oh, my dear people, please allow me to make a suci human sacrifice. I am not bathed. Please allow me to take a bath in the nearby river. And then I will have no other purpose in my life than to offer myself and my neck as a human sacrifice. My life is anyways wasted. I better offer it for a good cause, a human sacrifice. The thief said, oh, this is a fool, but we are lucky. We don't have to just capture him and hold him. And then he screams, and then we try to hit his head. Then he goes to the side, and then then all this bloody mess comes. So he said, well, very good, very good. We just were thinking of offering you as a sacrifice, but we thought it might be too cruel. Govardhan said, no, I want. Let me just take a bath. No, they said, it's all right. We are not so smarter like here. But this is my last desire, said Govardhan. Okay, they thought, this is such a fool, he's harmless. They brought him to the river, and as soon as Govardhan took all his force and ran like a wild tiger into the river, and swam. They had not counted on this turn of events. He escaped. He ran until finally he fell down to the ground, and out of exhaustion, when he woke up, he had only one thought. It is not so bad to listen to Harikatha. It saved my life. So next evening he went near, and he sat at the very end, there where Radha Jivan is. He sat there. And he listened very attentively. The Bhagavatam speaker was speaking about Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna has a golden crown. He's only a little boy called Gopal, but he has a golden crown. Oh, very good, said Govardhan. I should listen a little bit more attentively. And he has jewels around, a necklace of jewels and pearls around his neck. Oh, very good, I'm stealing a few rupees here and a few rupees there, but if I get that golden crown. And he wanted to ask the speaker at the end of the discourse, what exactly was the name of the boy and what was his address? But there were so many people around the speaker, so that he decided, let me come early in the next evening, and then I will plan my greatest coup. Do we say coup in...
Coup,
yes. My greatest coup. So he came a little bit earlier, before the narration or recitation started. And he came and he to the speaker, and the speaker said, oh, what do you want? He had the vibration of a thief. Carol can tell you what it is. It is unmistakably. What do you want? Do you want my money? Tika said, it's all right, it's all right. I'm a very pious person. Said the speaker, you are not very pious. I just want to know what is the name of that boy with the crown. Syam Sundar, said the speaker. He said, oh, Krishna, this is now your problem. He wants your crown. Thank you. And where is his address, if I may know? Vrindavan, why? Oh, no, I'm just religiously interested. The speaker said, why don't you sit in the evening? You will hear some more about Krishna, how he is decorated. Thief said, why not? And he sat there and he heard about Lord Krishna's ankle bells. He heard about the little line of golden bells which were around his waist, and he heard many things about Krishna, and at the end he saw how all the people came to the feet and they gave donations to the speaker. I don't give any thanks, said Govardhan. But as he watched the speaker, the people giving donations, he thought, maybe I should also give a little gold coin as a beginning of, as an auspicious beginning of my greatest coup. It might be an auspicious beginning. So he performed a second Agyata Sukriti. First was to hear about Krishna. The second was to do some Vaishnav Seva. And he gave. And he thought, if it is not true and there is no such boy with a golden crown, then I will rob this Bhagavatam speaker. And I know now where money is. Maybe if we speak so much about Govardhan, he will come and steal something from you. Then he went back from that Bhagavatam recital, and as he was in his house, he always chanted Vrindavan Syam Sundar, Vrindavan Syam Sundar, Vrindavan Syam Sundar. It's like a little boy who goes on a shopping errand. He thinks, he chants orange juice and flour, orange juice and flour. He will not forget. He's chanting Vrindavan Syam Sundar, Vrindavan Syam Sundar. When he woke up next morning, he only remembered Vrindavan. Syama Sundar, he had forgotten the name. And he was so entirely disturbed. How can I steal if I don't know the person's name? I won't find him. So he went in the evening back to where the Bhagavatam Katha was, but no one was there. And when he asked the people, they heard that another katha is ended yesterday. That's why we gave donations. The pandit has gone back to Rajasthan. Oh no. Do we have his address? And people said, yes, so and so village. But don't steal anything from him. No. So Govardhan had to walk for 5 days to reach that village, and then he knocked at the door, and the Pandit looked through the window and saw, oh no, the thief is big. There was something about Govardhan which made the Pandit think, he's so eager to get to know more about Krishna, I will let him in. And he let him in and said, Govardhan, what do you wish? Govardhan was so tired. Please just tell me the name of the boy with the crown. Syama Sunda. Syama Sunda, wow, so long, such a long name. Can I not just say Syam? No, no, said the Pandit, that's not possible. Every boy in Vrindavan is called Syam. You might have noticed when the boys play Syam, Gopal, you know, they call each other like this. What is your name? Asked the Pandit. I'm Govardhan. See, said the Pandit, if I would call you Goba, what do you think? Goba means cow dung. What? Said Govardhan, and he almost took his knife out and hurt the Pandit. Yes, the Pandit said, you have to say the full name, just like I have to say Govardhan and not Goba, cow dung. You have to say Syama Sundar. Ah, okay, said Govardhan, but may I just know, since I'm already here, what are the habits of the boy? Is there any time when he's alone? said the Pandit. Well, in the morning he rises, and then there are so many cowherd boys with him. Oh, that's not very good, said Govardhan. Then he goes to herd his cows, and then in the noontime, he tells his cowherd friends they should sleep. They are most probably tired. And he goes away to meet someone very special. That's when he's alone. Thank you. Noontime. Vrindavan Syama Sundar, noontime. Now, before I go, is there anything he likes to eat? Is there some speciality? Oh, yes, said the Pandit. You know, and he thought in his mind, he's so interested in Krishna. He's so eager. I wish I would be so eager. Yes, he likes to eat butter mixed with mishri, with sugar. I remember when we were on Braj Mandal Parikram, one day we came in Gokul to the place where Lord Krishna lived and where he also broke the twin Arjuna trees. And then we distributed, remember, butter with sugar. It was because Krishna ate that there. He sometimes even, he's so eager for that butter. No, thank you very much, thank you very much. The Govardhan decided, I will steal some butter, some mishri, and then I will go to Vrindavan. So he went to in this village, and when the farmer was not looking, Syama Sundar, Syama Sundar, Syama Sundar, he chanted. Then he took some mishri and mixed it at some lonely place, and he went in the direction of Vrindavan. He first arrived in Mathura and took a rest at the Vishram Ghat. When he woke up, there were brahmanas and said, give us a few rupees, we will make an auspicious yagya for your ancestors. Give us rupees, rupees, rupees. We do puja for you. Govardhan just said, shut up. Jelly. And because he was a thief, when he said, go, they just ran away. That's all right. But then he came to Vrindavan and he waited in Vrindavan behind a tree. And all this time he was chanting, Syama Sundar, Syama Sundar, Syama Sundar, Syama Sundar. I wish so much to see that boy with the crown. Syama Sundar, Syama Sundar, Syama Sundar. Finally, and then it was a little bit before noon, he got a wonderful darshan. There was a boy coming with his cowherd boys and cows out of the forest. They were dancing and dancing and dancing. Boy had a golden crown. Then, a little later, he heard the boy say, "You are very tired. We have danced the whole day. Is it sleep now?" The boy said, "We are not tired, Syam. We want to play with you." Syam Sundar said, "But I'm very tired. I want to rest." So when Krishna lay down, immediately the boys came and offered their laps for Krishna to put his head on. Sanatana Goswami describes that when Krishna saw the eagerness of his friends to put his head on the lap, Krishna decided, well, they all want that I rest with my head on their lap. And he expanded in as many boys as many forms as there were boys and rested simultaneously on all of them. After some time, when he saw that his cowherd boy friends had also fallen asleep, Krishna got up to disappear. And there was a peacock, and the peacock saw Lord Krishna approaching and immediately went meow, meow. And all the boys went up. "Syam, where are you going?" "We must all sleep now." Then Krishna lay down again, and this time all the boys fell asleep, and he put his hand on the peacock and he also fell asleep. Then Krishna came and left the boys. And he came towards the tree, just as the tree where Govardhan was hiding. He came closer and closer. And in the last moment, Govardhan jumped from behind the tree on the path and said, "One moment, please. Is your name Syama Sundar?" Krishna looked at him and said, "Please first introduce yourself." Then he said, Krishna said, "I think I know who you are. Your name is Govardhan, because you are just like a rock. You have a heart of stone. You only think of stealing, stealing, stealing." Then Krishna looked at him and he said, "But it doesn't matter. I'm also a thief. When I was young, I was stealing butter. Later, I was stealing the cloth of the gopis. And now I'm stealing hearts." Medic God answered, "How do you know my name?" He was thinking. He said, "Are you always like dressed like this, with a crown?" I said, Krishna said, "This is nothing. Today I was late for getting up, and Mother Yashoda did very fast. I often have more jewels and more anchor, but this is nothing." "Very good," said Govardhan. I just in theory, if I would take just the golden crown, you have so much golden crowns. Is it all right with you?" "Oh," said Krishna, "this will be great trouble. I have 33 million servants, the demigods. I would just call them and you would be in great trouble." I just asked in theory. I only asked in theory. Govardhan said, but how can I, you have so many crowns, could I please have your crown, just the golden crown, could you give it to me?" Krishna said, "Have you brought anything for me?" He knew Govardhan had brought his mishri. Govardhan said, yes, yes, good idea. Could we trade? Yes, said Krishna. What is it? Oh, Mishri. Oh, Mishri, I like so much Mishri. Govardhan said, here, please take it, eat it, and then give me the crown, okay? Krishna was just going to take a little Mishri, but then he thought, then he told Govardhan, oh, I'm not such a fool. You have for sure put sleeping poison in the Mishri, so that I fall asleep and you steal everything from me. You please eat first. Govardhan said, too much? I'm not so cruel? And then he said, okay, I can easily eat here, and I show you. Krishna said, stop. You know, of course, where you have put the poison. Let me feed you. And then Krishna fed Govardhan. And knowing that Govardhan hadn't eaten for a long time, he fed him all the butter and the sugar. He thought, here's my devotee who's still a little bit covered, but he gave him everything. Govardhan said, stop. What is with you? Oh, we are very uncomplicated here, said Krishna, and ate the butter. Said Govardhan, all right, can I take now the crown, please? You've promised. No, said Krishna, my body is very delicate and your hands are very gross. If you touch me, you will leave a finger imprint in my skin. And Mother Yashoda will know someone stole my crown. Here, I give my crown to you. Govardhan had the crown in his arms. He was looking at Krishna. Really? Yes, said Krishna and smiled. And here, do you also wish to have my feather? Krishna is a top notch, and there is a peacock feather. No, said Govardhan, it's all right. You are such a fool. This feather, said Krishna, while he tied his something, is fastened with a golden chain to my top knot. It is very, very decorative. Take it. It's very expensive. And do you want my pearl necklace? Govardhan felt really bad, but he said, okay, but this is the last thing. Krishna gave it. And do you want my pearl which is hanging? You must know Krishna has a pearl which is hanging here, and when Krishna breathes, this pearl is shaking a little bit, and it is reflecting the redness of his nostril. It looks particularly mind-enchanting that when the gopis see this, they are very much fixed. Govardhan said, No, I don't want to disturb this beauty. Please keep the pearl for you. Please keep it. Krishna said, you're such a fool. This pearl is most probably the most valuable of my decorations. It comes from the head of Gajendra, the king of the elephant. He gave it to me once long ago when I... that's another story, he said. And he gave the pearl to Gajendra Mani. Then Krishna by and by took all his decorations down until he came to the anchor bells. And then Krishna was working very hard and he was sweating and he said, I can't untie them. Mother Yashoda has tied them so fast because I always dance so much and often I have lost my anchor bells. But you are a thief. And then he put his foot in the lap of Govardhan. You please untie my anchor bells. Govardhan was going like and working, and as he was working, his fingers sometimes slipped, and he touched the lotus feet of Krishna. And as he touched the lotus feet of Krishna, he was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, and all the contaminations in his heart were moved away, very moved. Then Krishna Then Govardhan said, "My dear Syamasunda, you have given me everything from you, but I have one great desire. Please allow me to decorate you with your pearls and the crown and everything." Krishna looked at him and said, "Don't be sentimental. You are a thief." No, it is my desire," said Govardhan. "I have gotten this from you. I am the rightful proprietor. Now I can do with it what I want. I want to decorate you." Krishna said, "All right, but be fast. I must go home. Mother Yashoda waits." So Govardhan made a beautiful, loving decorations. And when Krishna finally, when he came home, Mother Yashoda looked at him and she thought, "Who has dressed you? Is this not my style?" Krishna was very shy and he said, "Mother, one special devotee of mine, oh, you please bring him tomorrow." Krishna said, "You wouldn't like to see him. He's a little extraordinary." Okay, said Yashoda. Krishna came for 7 days in a row to Govardhan. And on the last day, he took him to the eternal Goloka Vrindavan. Govardhan was overwhelmed with so much ecstasy, he couldn't stay here. Prabhupada speaks about this. He says, "There's a story in this connection. It is very instructive. Try to hear. One professional reciter was reciting about Bhagavata, and he was describing that Krishna, being very highly decorated with all jewels, he is sent for tending the cows in the forest. So there was a thief in that meeting. So he thought, why not then go to Vrindavan and plunder this boy? He's in the forest with so many valuable jewels. I can go there and catch the child and take all the jewels." That was his intention. So he was serious that "I must find out that boy. Then in one night I shall become millionaire. So much jewelries." So he went there. But his qualification was that "I must see Krishna. I must see Krishna." That anxiety, that eagerness made it possible that in Vrindavan he saw Krishna. He saw Krishna the same way as he was informed by the Bhagavata reader. Then he saw, "Oh, you are so nice boy, Krishna." So he began to flatter. He thought that, "Flattering, I shall take all the jewels." The Prabhupada breaks out in laughter. So when he proposed his real business, "So may I take some of these ornaments? You are so rich." Then Krishna said, No. My mother will be angry. I cannot." Laughter. Krishna is a child. So he became more and more eager for Krishna. Then, by Krishna's association, he had already become purified. Then at last Krishna said, "All right, you can take." Then he became a devotee immediately because by Krishna's association. My dear devotees, let us have as much as possible Krishna's association in a form in which Krishna is most merciful. Krishna is very merciful in the form of his holy name, the Naam Prabhu, we often say. The name and the named is not different. And if you become serious in chanting Hare Krishna and become also expert in the art of chanting, you will be able to meet Lord Krishna, and by that association you will change. We have many youth here in Alachua And I want to really encourage you to become expert chanters of the Holy Name. You are already so enthusiastic and dynamic, but I think you can really make a musical band. Why should Rasa or Krishna Das? I mean, it's nice that they chant, but why not the Alachua, Nityananda Bhajan band or whatever? I think you should learn. You have so much talent and make a nice musical presentation of the chanting. Nice voice, our Shraddha. I only have heard Shraddha, but I have heard the chorus and also the older devotees which we have here. And I think you should become masters of chanting the Holy Name. You should understand deeply what it means to improve the chanting and make a japa reform and so on and so forth, so that our movement really has something very attractive to offer. Devotees who feel the association of Krishna in their lives. Govardhan the thief had a chance, and I think if we also become a little eager, we will also have a chance. Young and old, and in between. So I thought I would tell you today this story. You obviously wish to know where I have all these details from, where I heard them from. Well, these stories are common knowledge in Vrindavan, and I heard them from a devotee who read it up in a book which Prabhupada in another quotation said that is described in this book. So yes, I thought I would tell it today to you. How it is such a hope-giving story. How Govardhan, he came even with the wrong motivation. He wanted to steal, but he was eager. I must come close to Krishna. So I think we as devotees should also have this eager. In my chanting, I really wish to be Krishna conscious. I really want to come close to Krishna. And we should learn this art of associating with Krishna in the Holy Name and in the deities and in the Bhagavad Purana and the scriptures. Okay. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhu on Parikrama, Rajmanda Parikrama, he has taught us.